Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Abortions in North Carolina are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for urgent medical emergencies. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday. With the Biden administration open border policy adding millions and millions of people to America's fragile power grid, California has urged residents to cut power use as a heat wave settles over the state and stretches power supplies to a breaking point. Temperatures in the Golden State are forecast to climb to well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the afternoon. Rudy Giuliani said Wednesday that he had satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, after President Trump called out election irregularities in the Peach State. State employment and unemployment numbers will be released tomorrow by the government. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
NASA's next-level moon rocket arrived on the launch pad Wednesday ahead of its debut flight in less than 2 weeks. NASA is aiming for an August 29th liftoff for the unmanned lunar test flight. Cotton harvest this year in the United States will not be good.
Southwestern cotton growers are abandoning millions of parched acres that they planted in spring, prompting forecasts for the weakest U.S. harvest in more than a decade and sending prices sharply higher. A severe drought and some of the hottest weather on record have scorched cotton fields and are driving a historically high level of abandonment in the Southwest, according to the USDA. U.S. agriculture forecasters expect drought-struck farmers to walk away from more than 40% of the 12.5 million acres they sowed with cotton and harvest the smallest area since Reconstruction. Back then in 1868, yields per acre were less than a fifth of what they are today, but the market for cotton was vastly smaller, too.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you've been trying to buy a car, you know how expensive they have become.
The average car loan is climbing to a record high of $702 a month. That's the first time the average ever topped $700, according to New Edmunds data. The senior manager of Insights for the online car resource calling it inevitable, considering how much people are financing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Constitution, through the Fourth Amendment, protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says bad people are running the country right now.
I always lived by the law books taught me, which was that the system was fair, the scales of the justice were balanced, and everybody was treated the same, regardless of any issue. I was wrong. This deep state was very frightened of Donald Trump, and they did everything they could to try and destroy him. And people like myself and Roger were means to that end, where they came after us to try and get us to capitulate and give them Donald Trump, which neither of us would do. because it wasn't true.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, how are we doing?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Hey, great to have you on. Maybe you can clear up some of this mess, this hot mess created by the Justice Department. Finally, you had the Attorney General finally speaking out after 5 days or 4 days anyway, to admit that he was the one, it was by his order, and that, they wanted to go ahead and, release the warrant. But the warrant's only going to tell us so much. I mean, the warrant without the affidavits, I guess that'll just give people more things to speculate on over the weekend or until we can see, what was the predicate for this raid on Trump's residence.
Well, there are a couple of things to observe. If a low-level FBI agent and a low-level assistant U.S. attorney had cooked up an idea, why don't we go in, they wouldn't have been able to get anyone to go along with it. Even after getting, quote, a magistrate's order, none of that would have happened, and they would have said, hold on a second, this is the former president of the United States. We need someone higher up the food chain to say that this is okay. So I'm pretty confident, I was confident early on, that this didn't come from the bottom up. This is clearly a top down. And yes, the Attorney General admitted that he gave permission, as he called it, or, as I would say, gave the order to do this.
Right.
Here's what's really going on. And sometimes things get so complicated, it's difficult to see. There is a unbelievable fear that former President Trump will run for election again, and this time he will prevail. What has to happen is anything that can stop that from happening. Someone, maybe it was a Secret Service agent, maybe it was a close friend, it doesn't matter. Someone told the Justice Department that they absolutely knew where and what material could be accessed, and then instead of this being a mere records preservation fight, you could claim that there was a willful criminal effort to prevent the feds from having access to information that they, quote, were lawfully allowed. We got him, and all we got to do is rush in and make sure that we get it, and then he can then be charged, and then we can stop him from running. That's what really happened. The thing is, there was no there.
Right. Well, we're not seeing it. I mean, because if they'd had it, they would have been slamming it. They'd have been spiking the football in the end zone right after the raid, or maybe shortly thereafter, not 4 days. It's almost like they were trying to figure out, hey, how do we get the story? Who's going to take the bullet on this one? And Ray pretty much said, hey, look at my flak jacket's pretty well loaded up with lead right now. I can't handle any more bullets. So, you know, Merrick Garland, I think you've got to go out there and take one for the team and make sense out of this until we can finally make sense. This is so much of what we've had to go through, Horace, previously. I mean, they keep, you know, as you say, there's no there. I mean, that is consistent with the FBI and the Justice Department in this search for Donald Trump, you know, his invalidity. I mean, you know, he should be just totally invalid to run, right? Go ahead.
So it's clear that, and they are not going to want to release this because it will tell us who their so-called witness is. It is clear that they believed that whatever this was, this amazing thing that if you got it, it was going to solve preventing the president from being able to run for election, was in his safe. And they brought a safe cracker in so that they could get into the safe. But what happened? The safe was empty. Now, apparently there were some at the FBI on the team on the ground who thought, oh, well, let's just check out Melania Trump's shoes and dresses. Maybe her undergarments are where this document is headed. Now, that's where this turns creepy. That's where this turns really, really concerning. I will just tell you this. I think that they got punked, if that's the word, that they believed that the information that they had was golden, and it turns out it wasn't. My question for you and my question for your audience is, what happens when the government thinks that they've got the golden information on you?
Yes,
if they were able to convince people down below the Attorney General to go after the former President of the United States, how easy will it be to convince them to go after you? 87,000 new IRS agents are coming online, and guess what? When they come after you, the rules aren't even like a criminal case. It's your job to disprove the IRS. They're coming for you, and they've already shown there is no stature, no position that they're not willing to go after. You're just little stuff.
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see the job posting for the new IRS agents?
Absolutely. We are having to have people who are capable of actually using deadly force as a way to carry out their job. Remember now, we're just talking about money. We're just talking about taxes. Now, the USA Today was regularly doing a series. They didn't do it this year. I don't know why. But they were regularly doing a series in which they would create fake characters, and they would call the East Coast, the West Coast, and the central IRS agents in America about these fake characters. And they were not getting the same answer. I want to give you guys a little insight. If you use the exact information that you heard from the IRS, that's no defense if it turns out the IRS gave you the wrong answer. They can shoot you, they can seize your assets, and even if they give you the wrong information, well, that's too bad for you.
I mean, where do they go and, you know, get their prospects? Do they go to the county jails or federal prisons and hire these guys? I mean, because at least now you get to shoot people legally. I mean, you'll be given a nice firearm, all the ammunition you'd want, because they've been loading up on both ammunition and firearms. And this was one of the qualifications, you know, carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary, like you said, because you made a mistake on your tax filing. You're going to get shot. or they what they perceive to be a mistake. Because I've had several audits, and each time, fortunately, it didn't make sense what they were trying to, you know, suggest. And you know, the auditor is right there. I'm in the room with him. And he's reading the regulation. I said, yes, that's exactly what I did. I followed the law that's right there that you just read. And I'm telling you, this, he was like so frustrated, he didn't even understand. And I mean, we weren't even into the heavy duty pages. These were the early paragraphs of the code. It was incredible, Horace, I got to tell you. We've got to go to break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, continues with us. Horace, here you are. You're a former constitutional law professor. You're probably one of the few attorneys on the planet that has read the Constitution, that understands the Constitution. So explain to us, we the people, what the heck happened and what constitutional basis does the Justice Department have to come in and invade Donald Trump's private residency? And as you say, if they can do it for the president, this is a scary thing, as you said, and you underlined it, put it in quotes and bold letters, is you're next.
Well, that's right. So there is an awesome power, and I don't mean praiseworthy, I mean scary ability of the government to use its investigatory and criminal power to target an individual. Our Constitution does not require a person to be guilty before a magistrate is going to issue a warrant. It's a much lower standard. It's called probable cause. We have good reason to think that X is what either law was broken or what documents or materials we're going to find. We have good reason to think that. And you're not allowed to say, I'm not letting you in because there's no good reason to think X or Y or Z. It's highly, highly likely that in this particular case, instead of going to a Article 3 federal judge, and I want to make sure people understand, a federal magistrate is not appointed by the President of the United States and is not confirmed by the United States Senate, but instead serves for a term as an appointee, not someone who is confirmed. That's a magistrate. An Article 3 judge is selected by the president, nominated and confirmed, and serves for life. If an Article 3 judge had been given this information, more questions would have been asked when this warrant was requested, including, hey, you had a subpoena already in place. Have they not complied with the subpoena? Right. Let's get the lawyer in that represents the defendant in this case, the Trump people, and let's hear what they have to say.
Exactly.
They bypassed that. They wanted a magistrate, and they found one who had donated to Barack Obama. They found someone that had actually been accused and investigated for leaking information relevant to the Epstein investigation that happened during the Obama years. That person is now a magistrate. That's a person who had extensive past relationships with the Democrats, with progressives, and I want to tell you something. The way the progressive world works is Donald Trump is the embodiment of everything terrible. You don't need information. You just make the accusation.
Right.
This magistrate rubber stamped. Now, the problem with that is our Constitution treats the magistrate's order the same way that it would treat an Article 3 judge's order. And as a consequence, they were able to go in. This would not have happened if the Attorney General had acted appropriately and said, we're not going to go on secret evidence as a basis for this invasion. And if an Article 3 judge had said, well, I've got some questions that I need to have answered.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming for everyone because they know they can get anyone.
Would you think, because of all that the FBI has been exposed upon, you know, lying with the FISA warrants and all that the Mueller investigation and other investigations revealed here, the FBI has, it's beyond egg on their face. I mean, they've lost all credibility. I mean, how can they go to a judge? I mean, unless they, you know, like you say, they go to somebody who is a party affiliate, like this magistrate. Who appointed this magistrate?
Magistrates aren't appointed by the president. They are selected by a panel of Article III judges, and they sort of rotate over a term, typically 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very simple process. There isn't some major vetting that's necessary, but, of course, they're not supposed to be handling the big cases of the day. Right. They're supposed to be just assisting the federal district court judges in some of the clutter work that gives them the time to work on the big issues.
Do you think this magistrate gets his hand slapped? Maybe they take his rubber stamp away?
He's already getting his hand slapped. He should have recused himself. But this was just too good to pass up.
Right. He's a political operative, Horace. Did he get this position because he did back Barack Obama over the years? Is the Justice Department, these Article III judges, they're so compromised that they can't, get somebody in there who's going to be a fair-minded official, even at a magistrate level, that they're so partisan?
I think you're onto something. You and I can't just walk over to the Federal District Court in Tampa and say, hey, wait, I've never met a magistrate before, can I? It's clearly an insider's game. Mm-hmm. The point about all of this is, why wouldn't a case of such national significance be pushed to a district judge, someone that actually serves with the kind of independence that our founders intended, not someone who has a clear record. I'm going to be clear on this. You could have just set aside the warrant alone if this were an Article III judge, just based on looking at this magistrate's campaign donations.
Right, exactly.
You would have set aside the warrant alone. Now, it's this affidavit, though, that is the most compelling, and I think the Justice Department is going to go to the last man fighting to prevent the information that they used as the basis for getting the warrant. The warrant, any warrant, that's ultimately able to be a public document. Why you thought you would be successful with the warrant, that's the issue that's golden. The president, right. People didn't notice this, said he didn't want to just have the warrant released. He wanted all
the documents,
the information
right.
made available.
Exactly. Yeah, because to have one without the other, it's just going to keep on, fueling, the old saying, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and they're flying all over the place. I mean, they're suggesting the President of the United States would have had some sort of nuclear codes in the underwear drawer of Melania or something. Are you kidding me? Come on, give me a break.
So the crime is not the possession of the document. The crime is his willful efforts to prevent the government from knowing that he had the document, whether he hid it, whether he moved it, whether he, whatever, quote, he might have done. That's what they hoped this raid was going to uncover. The existence of a box labeled classified. Who writes the nuclear codes on a sheet of paper, puts them in a folder, and then puts it in a box? If our government is doing that, we need to all check out now.
Right.
Mexico's the place to go.
Right. Well, hey, who knows? Maybe the next bus that brought in the last immigrants is leaving at 10 o'clock, and we can get on it maybe, But we're not going to get health care down there, by the way. You might get a churro if you're lucky, maybe a taco, but a little street taco there. Good street tacos, by the way, if you go to the right place. But, it's insane. I said that probably what Donald Trump should have done was put Hunter Biden's laptop. If he'd have put that in the safe, that would have freaked him out. They'd have just all ran out of there as fast as they got in there, just saying. Anyway, Horace Cooper, he is the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace. Be well, my friend. You got it.
cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Abortions in North Carolina are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for urgent medical emergencies. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday. With the Biden administration open border policy adding millions and millions of people to America's fragile power grid, California has urged residents to cut power use as a heat wave settles over the state and stretches power supplies to a breaking point. Temperatures in the Golden State are forecast to climb to well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the afternoon. Rudy Giuliani said Wednesday that he had satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, after President Trump called out election irregularities in the Peach State. State employment and unemployment numbers will be released tomorrow by the government. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kent is with us. He is the former NFL QB and author of Facing the Blitz. Jeff, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill, and I'm kind of excited to focus with you on encouraging men for the next, what, are we going to do a month or so of...
Well, at least, if not 6 weeks on this issue, Jeff, it is so important. And since you and I have talked, I mean, you know, I always like to, you know, reference the red letters of the Bible. The red letters of the Bible identify when Jesus is speaking, right? And to this right. point, and what we're going to be talking about is men, about men stepping up. And when we're talking about stepping up, it isn't something that's so extraordinary, that hasn't been designed. God has designed a place and position of authority for you. But let's go back to what Jesus said, Jeff. In the book of Matthew, he said, how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. Look at our houses today. Look at what's happening with our marriage, our kids, suicide at all time, drug addiction that's going on, the breakdown in morality. I mean, our homes are a mess. And what has happened is men of authority Godly men have been bound by the culture, by a Jezebel spirit, which is going to be taken up in other aspects of this conversation. But the Jezebel spirit is alive and well, and for some people, they're tracking really quick. They understand it. For some people, hearing Jezebel spirit might be the first time that they hear this, but we'll break it down and explain. But all these areas that we're looking at debilitate, they tie up the strong man, which is your husband, your father. The male who is in charge, that key protector, has been bound up. And the point of this conversation and the series that we're about to embark on here, ladies and gentlemen, is we want to liberate your father. We want to liberate your husband. We want men to come into conformity and in alignment with what God has purposed for them. Is that a fair statement, Jeff?
That's very fair. God made human beings in his image, male and female. And male and female have complementary giftings. They're completely equal. They're both part of God's image. But they have their roles to play, and they really start to really come to fruition in the most beautiful picture of God's love for us, the church, which Paul describes as marriage. Everyone doesn't need to be married. Paul said it's awesome to be single and focus on the Lord and ministry without the encumbrances of a wife or a husband. But most people are going to be drawn to that person they want to be, spend their life with, that are sexually attracted to them. They want a family. They end up with children. God glues a mom and dad to children through marriage. Marriage civilizes men. Marriage brings up the best in men. It channels their energies that way. And so we're talking about going back to the blueprints of being yes. strong men, playing the role of masculine leader, similar to Jesus. And his role of leadership was a humble leadership. His role of leadership was a lay down your life and sacrifice leadership. His role of leadership was an initiating leadership. And Bill, I think both you and I see the culture has called men to be passive in all the areas that count and aggressive in the areas that are dangerous and don't count. Aggressive with video games, aggressive with alcohol, aggressive with taking extreme risks, aggressive with sex, aggressive with pornography, aggressive with fighting, aggressive for money, but passive in humility, in servanthood, in leadership, in marriage, in fathering, in shaping a home, in protecting your children from, you know, the cancers and poisons on the internet or bullying or whatever the lies are that Satan is pushing. So we're going to spend 5 or 6 weeks talking about kind of the diagnosis of what's been going wrong with men so we can kind of be aware of it. And we're not blaming men. We're saying, you know, we've been duped. The enemy's been attacking. But we'll spend a lot of time focusing on Jesus as the ultimate man. Father God, the example that Jesus painted in the story of the prodigal son's dad, Father God and that prodigal's dad as the model of the perfect dad. And that's where Bill Martinez and Jeff Kemp and every single guy listening gets not only his role model, but we actually get the power to live it, right, Bill? You and I, you exactly. and I cannot do this man no. thing on our own. We need no. a humble, dependent relationship on God, and then we receive it from him.
And it starts with understanding, you know, your identity. What is the vision? You know, the Bible says that people without vision will cast off restraint. It's absolute suicide to disconnect from God. The reason that, you know, you find yourself in the condition as Jeff has outlined is because we're in chaos. We're in chaos because we've untethered ourselves from the principles of God. And God says, look, come back to me. I mean, the Father is there just like as Jeff, you know, reminded us of the Father that was waiting. And his heart was aching as he looked over the horizon. I just envisioned this every day, looking for his son, hoping and praying that his son would come back. And this is what our Father in heaven is doing for us, is hoping and praying that we would come back to him. Because that's where everything, you know, comes together, and we can seize this chaos and assume our rightful positions. Jeff, you know, we got about 3 minutes left here, and I think it's important, you know, if you would, you know, let's pray a blessing over the men who right now, based even on what we said, look, I'm in. I want to join the team here. I want to regain my rightful authority position that God has ordained for me as a father, as a husband, as the head of my household. And pray that it would be so. And then we'll wrap things up and let them know what the next step would be. Okay? Go ahead.
That's awesome. I'm gonna tell them what this call to men is that Bill and I are going to be praying for you. First, it's a call to receive your identity as a well-loved son of Father God. And then to receive your guidance on how to live from him and to embrace the vision for manhood in the model of Jesus and to follow his way. And to remember that Jesus called us to a team approach to life, not as solo agents, but have a couple deep friends, and we'll be praying about that as a part of manhood. So, Father God, we come to you, and we recognize that even though we may have missed our dad or he didn't fill our needs or father was a negative word for us growing up, and it's become so in this culture, you're a perfect father. Mm-hmm. And, Father, we pray that you would come alongside every man. Show him his identity in Christ. Show him you love him. Show him what manhood is. Give him the strength for it. Call him into teamwork with other men and help him know that he is a good man who has what it takes through Jesus Christ. Bless him, we pray, in the name of the Father, that he could be a father, a husband, a friend, a leader who's strong for others like Jesus. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Give us a focus on regaining our manhood similar to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jeff, we have a free offer, a manhood coaching resource you want to put out there. We've got about a little over a minute left. Go ahead.
Every week, we're going to be encouraging men to gain their strong identity through a relationship with God, and you do that by huddling with God, spend time in the Word and talk to them, take a walk around the block, pray with them, talk to them as Father God. And secondly, with one or two deep friends. And our offer is a free guide to level 5 friendship for men. And you just go to the website, menhuddle.com, and download the free huddle guide, the playbook for manhood friendship. Menhuddle.com. Download it, share it with your friends.
This is such a great blessing, Jeff, and I cannot thank you enough for doing this. Guys, we're doing this together, okay? We can't do this by ourselves. We want you to be the change that God has destined you for. He sanctified you, if you understand that he sanctified you. That means he set you apart for greatness as heads of your family. Join us in coming together to make this difference that you want to see in your life and in your
individuals.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Breaking news here, our first lady has mild symptoms of COVID. I don't know what's going on in Kiowa Island. Must be the water. What can you say? 14 minutes. Thank God she's, only experiencing some mild symptoms. And that seems to be the case, as we continue to battle through this and make some adjustments with the new CDC guidelines, realizing our natural immunity. But still, there's so much more to still find out, as we've been discussing with our experts about the science of COVID. The real science, not the political science of it. We've gotten so messed up in that whole situation. It's so frustrating what we've been doing, with our kids. And I still maintain that down the road we're going to find out the reality. It's going to be quite shocking. The thing I'm disappointed with, I'll tell you, is the mainstream media and others who have gone along with the narrative and have supported everything the government has had to say on, just in whole cloth, without even asking the critical questions that must be asked, that should have been asked throughout this past 2.5 year period. They've just gone along to get along. Boy, we're all in this together. Let's all, raise a toast of the grape juice and we'll drink it all together. And what kind of damage? What kind of damage are the kids, not only because they've missed out in school, but what kind of damage along the way are they going to experience? And only time will tell, as has been the case with other things that the government has meddled with, so to speak, at the people's expense. Well, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us. And Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm still waiting for your email, oh, by the way. And so I'm going to have to fly blind, and you get to do it without me in terms of telling us what's the first story that you need to share with us.
Okay. Well, I just sent it to you again, and So I don't know if you got to see this week. Down in El Paso, Texas, there is a sinkhole. Did you see this video? This
is Yes, I did. Wow, this, I know.
Okay. Oh. So down in El Paso, Texas, it's just after 6 p.m. in the evening. A woman is just driving through the street, minding her own business, and she ends up in the middle of a sinkhole. And if anybody has gotten to see it, it's a video of her white sedan kind of sinking. And the only reason that I didn't panic myself watching the video, because this just seems like worst nightmares to me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is because I know how it ends. She gets out just in the nick of time. Some firefighters and some Good Samaritans nearby are reaching out to her, and they pull out the back window. She climbs out the back window moments before that sedan entirely is submerged. Mm. And, you know, you think about these people standing in that sinkhole themselves. And, you know, because you don't know, a sinkhole that appeared out of nowhere, that's a dangerous place to be. And these people were not thinking of themselves. You know, they put themselves on the line. And as soon as I thought, I've got to share that with Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an amazing story. And I suggest if anybody has a chance to watch it, if you can stomach, you know, the thought, it ends happy. So just take a chance and watch this video and see how amazing it is that this woman got out safe and alive thanks to these Good Samaritans. And I'm glad somebody took the chance to – it was filmed by a public information officer down there and with the El Paso Fire Department. And it just, it's heart racing. It's just a few moments, but it's heart racing. And then the sedan is completely submerged.
Wow. Wow. What, I mean, something that could have gone bad real quick, to say the least. And, thank God for, you know, the heroes that are amongst us, no doubt. What's the next story you got for us?
Okay. So, if you've ever lost a dog, this is kind of the last place you think they'd end up. This is down in a cave, and there's a dog that has been missing since June 9th, and a group of cave explorers in Missouri actually recently found the dog. It's one of the longest caves in the state, 22 miles, and I'm wondering how this dog survived. They just said they were going down in a cave, and they look around, and they see this older dog just laying down there, and decide we're going to take it up. They end up putting it in a duffel bag and getting it to stop. And this is all, like, they had no idea there was a dog down there. They just happened to be cave explorers down there. And this dog, you know, so it's pretty amazing story. Rick Haley is actually the one who found him, along with Jerry Keene. And this is in Perry County, Missouri. And they ended up finding the dog's owner just by going door to door locally, which, you know, good for these guys. I think that was
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
There.
Yeah. Can you imagine? This is how important our dogs are, is that we would do that. We would do a door to door search, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just wonder what that dog must be thinking. I thought to myself, since June 9th, like, how has this dog been surviving down there? How terrified must it be? You know, how did it get down there? And how often does this happen? You know, this cannot be the only time that's ever happened. So,
some dogs, like I have a friend, their dog just goes and trolls the neighborhood and is welcome at every household. And so when they're looking for, they've got to go to several houses because, you know, this dog has just this outgoing personality. He's a cute little thing. And everybody loves the dog. And of course, you know, he's there and, you know, Scamp gets fed at every door and he's welcome into every house. And, you know, he's next thing you know, he's there on the chaise lounge or, you know, maybe he's on the Lazy Boy, you know, watching TV with a family.
You know. So he's kind of like the neighborhood dog.
Oh, he is. I mean, forget it. My buddy says, yeah, he's not our dog anywhere. He just belongs to the neighborhood, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love the animals like that. My sister actually has a neighborhood cat that they all take care of. Just goes around. And this cat doesn't belong to anybody specifically, but he kind of belongs to the whole place. And he gets his vaccinations and all that good stuff. And I kind of love that. They're like a little bit wild, but a little bit domesticated, too.
Right, exactly. And the thing is about it is they're it's all under their control. I mean, they got you exactly where they want you. And, you know, and God forbid that you, you don't hold up your end of the bargain. You didn't even know you were in a bargain, but somehow they have a way of, and you wonder who's domesticated here, the animal or the humanoid, huh?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, who's really in charge here, the animals or the people? I feel like the animals might be smart, like a little bit outsmarting us here, but we love them so much that we're happy to do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else do we got?
Okay, so in this next story, I don't know if you got to see this story. It's a little boy. His name's Felix. This is down in Sioux Falls. He's a baseball player, and he's celebrating his first home run of the season. So he walks in, and he's with his grandpa, and his grandpa is very special to him. And Felix looks at his baseball, and he's explaining to his grandpa, he's like, "This is for you. I hit a home run at the game. I signed the ball, and I want you to have it because you taught me everything I know." And the video has just taken off and gone viral. This is a 9-year-old little boy. he starts getting emotional. His grandpa starts getting emotional. And anybody who watches this video, I guarantee you, is going to start getting emotional too. I guess his grandpa has never missed a game. He played pitch with him. And he just, you think about the impression this man must have made on Felix's life. It's just, it's one of those things where you realize the importance of just being there and just showing up, and, makes you kind of want to make sure you do that for your own kids or grandkids or future generation, because, you might not always know it, but it does matter to them. And, thank goodness this little boy took a moment and shared that all with us.
Exactly. Well, speaking of baseball and, let's say, Little League, the video that went crazy, I don't know if you saw this, Sam, but a boy was at bat. He was hit by a thrown pitch. They're in the Little League World Series, and and the pitcher was emotional. I mean, he just obviously wasn't intentional. It was an accident. The ball got away from him and hit the kid, almost below the helmet. And the kid that was hit was a little woozy, and he could see that the pitcher was having a hard time dealing with this. And what the kid did was he walks to the mound. There are some situations when somebody is beamed like that and the opposing player walks to the mound. In Little League, they don't clear the benches. In the big leagues, they would clear the benches because they would see that as an act of aggression. But the kid went over and he actually hugged the pitcher. And you are in tears watching the compassion. And here's this kid who just got beamed is hugging the pitcher just to let him know that, that it's okay. But wow, yeah, go ahead.
It's actually my next story.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Good. Perfect.
That is actually my next story because, it does. Isn't that the ultimate sportsmanship?
Oh, yeah.
See both of them. I saw the comments that everybody's making, and everybody's just like, the parents for both of these young men did such a good job raising them because, the pitcher, whose name is actually Caden Shelton, he's clearly upset. As soon as he does this is very difficult for him. And Isaiah Jarvis, he's the one who got hit. He's 90 feet away. He gets hit in the head. I'm sure he's stunned for a moment because anything to the head like that is going to really take a blow. But, he did something that, like you said, it was really unusual. He takes his helmet off and he walks to the pitcher's mound and gives him a hug. And it's just one of those, and he's like, it's going to be okay.
Right.
And,
exactly.
It's one of those sportsmanship moments where you're just like, I gotta hope these guys on opposing teams become lifelong friends. This is so sweet. Such good boys.
Exactly. And the thing is, in Little League, the distance from pitching mound to the batter is 60 feet. It's 90 in the bigs, but 60 in Little League. But regardless, that ball comes at you, and this young pitcher, Caden Shelton, he throws fairly hard. But thank God all is well. Isaiah has said that, he credits God with keeping him safe. A very sweet spirit, between both these boys. And what an example to everybody else that's involved in sports. Maybe with some of the big leaguers, they get a little hot and out of control, huh?
Great.
Maybe this will be a good example. We can always learn even from these young kids. Samantha Mao, she's a good news girl. You can check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to get...